Electricity, a big idea that's inspired countless new ones. From powering the light bulb to virtually powering our entire lives. 30 years ago, State Street launched the Spider S&P 500 ETF, SPY. A big idea that inspired the world to invest differently. And still does. What can you do with SPY?
Before investing, consider the fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Visit SSGA.com for a prospectus containing this and other information. Read it carefully before investing. SPY is subject to risks similar to those of stocks. All ETFs are subject to risk, including possible loss of principal. Alps Distributors, Inc. Distributor.
Hi, I'm Kelly Evans, host of CNBC's The Exchange, and here's what's on my mind. S&P futures are little changed as traders digest the August CPI report. That reads the headline on our website this morning, which makes perfect sense. While there were plenty of interesting developments in the most widely followed inflation gauge last month, like core was hotter than expected, super core came in high, none of it matters right now the way it once did. Economist Julia Coronado summed it up best. Setting aside monthly volatility, the story is that we have exited the regime of high inflation, she writes. Core goods and core services ex housing are at pre-pandemic run rates, and housing is starting to cool, she tweeted this morning. Rents, a major inflation input, have been dropping already this year, and a glut of inventory is about to hit the market. Home prices have steadied since the sharp pandemic run-up. The benchmark 10-year Treasury yield did jump to 4.35% right after the numbers hit this morning, but have since receded. As Andrew Brenner of NatAlliance observed in a client note, everyone knows oil is up 10% in the last 2 weeks. The Fed is still pausing next week. Time now to focus on the economy. That last part is the key feeling in markets right now and the reason why inflation numbers are starting to take a backseat to more crucial cyclical data like jobless claims. Just as it seemed that the no recession camp was victorious, with forecasters like Bank of America throwing in the towel on their recession call and stock market strategists scrambling to raise their year-end targets, well, macro concerns are coming back to the forefront. Case in point is the nervousness around GDP, which a month ago garnered tons of attention when the Atlanta Fed's current quarter estimate hit nearly 6%. Now making the rounds is the fact that the St. Louis Fed's estimate is running at negative 0.25%. This forecasting gap also comes at a time when the two main U.S. growth gauges, GDI for income and GDP for production, have been unusually divergent, with GDI underperforming and raising concerns about the true strength of this economy. If we do slide into recession after all in the months ahead, it seems unlikely that high inflation will remain persistent. Even if pilots and freight and auto workers have secured double-digit annual wage gains for the next few years, layoffs and softness in the larger services sector will undermine the broader wage hikes that have been driving supercore inflation and been a feature of the post-pandemic economy. Certain goods sectors, like packaged foods, could be at risk of outright deflation. A year or so from now, if the economy is much weaker but inflation is still running hot, then CPI and PCE reports could again take a front seat. Alternatively, if growth proves more resilient and we do skirt a downturn, as Goldman Sachs is predicting, sticky inflation may also bear closer scrutiny. But for now, the trillion-dollar question is whether and when the business cycle downturn will materialize. And data that can help answer that question are more important than the inflation numbers for now. Thanks for listening. Be sure to follow our podcast for more episodes like this, and you can always catch our show live weekdays at 1 p.m. Eastern only on CNBC. See you then.
What's on the horizon for financial markets? At PGIM, it's a question that over 1,400 investment professionals relentlessly research in pursuit of your long-term goals. Specialized across asset classes, but united in collaboration, our teams provide global and local expertise. Our investments shape tomorrow, today. Pursue your tomorrow with PGIM, a leading global asset manager.